Welcome to another of the interviews for the How to Find Clients class. Today we have a special interview. We are going to interview Trevor Mickelson of Tortoise and Hare Financial Affairs. As you know, everyone else in the interviews is a personal historian. I asked Trevor personally to do this interview because he has a very interesting story to say. I met Trevor when I was teaching a class at the Westminster Public Library, which he attended, and he had a very interesting story to tell about how he chose the Chamber of Commerce that he joined, and I thought it was very interesting information and it would be applicable to personal historians, so I wanted to include him in this interview series. So another thing that I'd like to say about Trevor is he's got one of the best business cards I've ever seen. It's beautifully designed. I wish you could see it. And let's see, anything else? I will let Trevor introduce himself and his business. Trevor?
Well, thanks, Dionne. I appreciate your welcoming into your circle of historians. My business model is unique and rare. It's not until people really dive in and really start asking those questions and they really find out what I do. So I'll try to encapsulate what I do really quickly so I can help your clients. But basically what I do, the goal of my company is to revitalize the economy through the production of small businesses, and I use financial education as the key to do that. In essence, I go into businesses and I teach the class that to their employees that they never got into high school, which is based on personal financial literacy. And the companies who hire me typically have 10 to 50 employees, and they've been in business for more than 3 years. And they understand that by enhancing the financial literacy and knowledge of their employees, they will actually increase the productivity of the company and also decrease the turnover rate and decrease healthcare costs.
Wonderful.
What I do, I'm a teacher. I don't sell products. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a money manager. I'm trying to really create a circulation of local commerce in the area through financial education, and that's what I do for my business. So, and if people would like more in-depth information on how I do that, they can go on my website and find out more about that. Let's dive in.
I believe you said that eventually you're planning on having webinars or other classes that people across the country can take. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, that's definitely. I started my business last August when I moved here to Colorado, and I'm really trying to really dive in and help the local economy. But I'm finding that this is not something that's just needed here. It's needed
right. Nationwide
and worldwide. And the things that I have to teach, I'm really trying to hone my skills, and that way I can present it in easy form that it's going to be really distilled that people can get it. So yes, eventually, which will probably be in the next 6 months or so, if not sooner,
okay. That
I could have webinars and also material that people can do and workbooks. And you know, the stuff I'm doing, it's not rocket science. It's just the basic stuff that, you know, two, three generations ago, they used to do it, but somehow we've just forgotten how to do it or why we need to do it. And so I'm trying to get that an easy way for people to get back into their life. So definitely, you know, they can look out for that. If they want to shoot me an email, I'll let them know when that stuff is available to the future, because I definitely know that it's not just, you know, Broomfield or Louisville, Colorado that needs it. It's everywhere.
Right.
And I know a lot of my clients have clients in Washington and New York and Australia and Europe who are like, will you travel? And I say, no, I'm not yet, but I will be doing webinars and things like that people can do. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so as you just heard, Trevor is fairly new to this area, having only been here since August. So the things that he has to say is very applicable to startup businesses. So, Trevor, I was really impressed when I heard how organized you were when you started networking for your business. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone who interviewed different networking venues as assiduously as you have. So let me ask you, what made you focus on networking as a primary marketing strategy?
Well, I used to, how I got into my business that I am doing now, doing financial education and literacy, I was doing small business benefits, and I was cold calling, I was knocking doors, and I was basically hating life. And I realized that the turning point of when I was actually reaching success in that business, it was the relationships that I was building that would lead to referrals and opening those gates that I had never been able, I didn't even know that where those doors existed. And I realized that it was truly from the relationships that I had built that was causing that surge of profitability in my company. And when I moved here, I said, there is no way that I'm going to do that again. There's no way. I'm not going to do that for 2 or 3 years and bang my head against the wall. I want to find the quickest, the most effective, and truly the simplest way to do it. And that way I can focus on helping more people. And it just came to me, how I'm going to do this is building relationships. And I thought, okay, well, how am I going to do that the easiest? Okay, well, where do a lot of like-minded individuals come together who want to help each other grow their business? And I thought, networking. There's got to be some way to network and get those people together. So I started, I got on the internet. I started finding different groups and organizations. And I really had never been a fan of Chamber of Commerce in California, where I was living. I was living in California for about 10 years. And the Chamber of Commerce, they just weren't doing it for me. And I think it was because of my mindset that I had, because when I walked in, I thought, where can I get the business? Who's going to give me business? Who's going to give me the business? And it just doesn't work that way. And
right.
I realized that if you came in with the mindset of service and just curiosity of who can I help and what do you do? And I really want to know about your business, that business eventually, it came really quick. So how did I decide on the organizations where I did? I went on the internet and I just put in networking, Chamber of Commerce, and I looked at different meetup groups, meetup.com, and I started visiting. I just said, okay, well, this week I'm going to go to 3, or this week I'm going to go 5, or these ones look fun. I'm just going to go. And I went in, and my scale of how I judged different groups, because you can't judge like an apple and an orange. You got to look at all of the Chamber of Commerce's and then all of the different individual leads groups, and you got to separate them out and compare the groups with each other. And so I went to, gosh, probably 6 or 7 different chamber groups, because there's a lot here in the North Metro Denver area. And so I'm not gonna name all the ones that I went to, but I said, okay, I'm going to give this 5 minutes. And if no one comes up to me in 5 minutes, they're gone. This Chamber of Commerce, they're gone, because that means they're not in it. They don't want to truly help me. They just want business. And they're not really a friendly organization. And something, it may not click. And I actually did that 2 or 3 times just to say, oh, maybe it's just an off night. Like, I went back to them 2 or 3 times, and if nobody came up to me, after the third time, within 5 minutes, they're gone. And so, but there was 3 chambers who actually people would come up to me, and I said, okay, well, now I have how many people are going to come up to me? How friendly are they going to be? How many business cards I'm going to be? And I just put this little matrix together, and I said, okay, well, this Chamber of Commerce, I had the most people come up to me, but I got the most business cards from this one, and I had the most connections built from this one. So it was kind of a weed out the bad ones, weed out the ones that are people are just there to get business, and it's me, 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 me mentality, and really a community, because I walked in with the mindset of how can I serve you. I was a curious 5-year-old, and I was just curious about everybody's business, because I had no idea what was going on. And the key was, is I was curious, and I truly wanted to know about their business. And when I found that out, that there was two chambers in particular that were like that, then it was just one between the other. And I found the one that I was looking for, because there was all these people going, wow, that's interesting. I would love to sit down with you. And I And when I focused on really finding out about them and focusing on them, and I didn't even really talk about my business. I just focused on them, and then they made the appointments with me, and I thought, okay, well, this is the chamber that I want to be with. And it happened to be the Broomfield Chamber, that the people were so friendly and wanted to reach out to me, that I thought this was a good place for me. And it turned out my business in 3 months after being in the chamber was where it was, where I thought it was going to be a year from then, just from being in the chamber for 3 months. So
for
me, yeah, that process worked very well for me. So
can I ask you, once you decided to join, what sort of things did you get involved in? I know chambers of commerce have a lot of different activities. Mm-hmm. What were your favorites?
Well, right away, I realized that if I wanted to create those connections and those relationships, that I just needed to, I didn't want to dabble. I wanted to jump in head first. So I found out where they have, because they have different leads groups. The Broomfield Chamber has a lead group on every day, Monday through Friday, at different times. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do the exact same process that I did to find the group. So I visited all of them. And I found out which groups were more lively, which ones fit my personality, because there's different groups have different feels to them. You know, maybe the Monday or the Tuesday group was more mellow, and the Thursday group was more exciting, and the one on Friday got straight to business. I mean, there's different feels. So I just kind of was like, okay, well, what pond feels the best for me? So I decided on a leads group, and then I just started going to it every week. But I realized they have a lot of different activities. They have their after-hours events. They have morning events. They have these things called ribbon cuttings, where I realized that the best people who are serious about their business go to ribbon cuttings. So basically, you've got these businesses who are opening their doors and saying, we're having a grand opening, and we want to welcome new people in. And I thought,
I stop you for a second? Is
sure,
that just
sure.
brand new businesses, or did established businesses also do this ribbon cutting?
Oh, both. Yeah, both.
Okay.
I believe if you're in the chamber, you can have a ribbon cutting every single year.
Uh-huh.
Which is good for the business owner, because they can have new people coming in every single year and even if you don't have a storefront, I don't have a brick and mortar place. I did my ribbon cutting at the chamber office. So I had 30 people coming in to learn about me. And those, the people who go to ribbon cuttings, like I was saying, are very serious. And I went to two or three ribbon cuttings, and I kept seeing similar, like the same group of people, plus or minus 10 or 15, that would come. And I realized that those people they're serious about business. And I thought, you know what? I need to be doing this. So I started going to all the ribbon cuttings. And then I realized that there was some people walking around that had these little ribbons under their name tags that said ambassador. And I just asked them, so what's up with the ambassador? And they're telling me, you know, you can get into events free and things like that. And, you know, there's certain obligations and things you have to do. And it gave me this, I don't know, this special badge that I can literally walk into any business that I wanted to that's in the Chamber of Commerce and say, hey, my name's Trevor Mickelson. I'm an ambassador for the Chamber. How can I help you? And I came with that same sense of service. And I just talked about their business and really found out about their business. And eventually it always turns back to yours.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is one of the things I tell people is never talk about your business until you've exhausted the other person about talking about their business. And then they have nothing to say. And then they can't do anything about except listen to your business.
That's right. I say that too. It sounds like you were actually having fun.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough to hear, isn't it? I love what I do. I love networking. It's not like, oh geez, I've got to go to this another event. I've got to go task leads. I've got to go meet Joe. It's actually, I get to have fun. I get to be around people that I like. And guess what? There's business written between people you like, know, and trust.
That's right.
And if you surround yourself with those type of people, on a consistent basis, and you tie yourself to an anchor of being responsible for something. I recommend anybody find a chamber, find a leads group, find an organization that they like, that they have a good fit, and then just dive in, volunteer. That's the one thing. If you will get to the top of any of these organizations if you volunteer for any of them.
Did you have time to actually do your business?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not a huge.
How many hours a week do you spend doing networking?
Going to networking events, maybe 3, maybe 4 hours. I mean, when I first got into it, I was a network junkie, and I probably went to 10 hours of networking events just because that was my main tool. But now I go to 2 1-hour networking lead groups a week. And then I'll go to probably a ribbon cutting or two a week. And then once a month, there's an after-hours event. So it's not a serious time commitment. But, I mean, if it was that versus doing an hour of cold calling,
yep,
I would take the networking any day.
Any day. Yes, any day.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have been listening who think, oh, I can't do that because, you know, I don't have that kind of time to spend all week long doing networking, you just heard it from Trevor that it was only, you know, 2-3 hours a week. And I have been, you know, suggesting to all of you that you at least spend 5 hours a week working on your business, at least. You know, that's the way that you keep your pipeline full. And if you're doing something you really enjoy, so much the better. So what has been the outcome, Trevor, of all of your networking? Have you built your business? It's not even a year yet. How are you doing?
Well, let's just say in the first 6 months, I had the wonderful opportunity of meeting more than 400 businesses that I personally sat down with. I went to the networking events, the after-hours events, and I got everybody's cards, and then I literally sat at the time that I blocked out an hour of my time to sit down with every single one of these. I mean, I had more than 400 cards. I haven't even counted them yet. I have probably more than 500 now. But wherever I go, people know who I am. They see me. I'm creating a force behind me that it's hard to describe, because instead of me going out and saying, this is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do, now when I walk in, people go, oh, have you met Trevor yet? This is what he does. And I have this base of advocates who know what I do and who can be my advertising for me. I try to work very hard so I don't have to really talk about my business anymore. That was my that was my goal within a year. Is I don't want to be out there really trying to drum up business. I want hundreds of people doing it for me. And so now when I go into an event, it's almost rare that I don't know who people are. And when I walk up to that one person, that client who I've been having my eye on, but I haven't gone up and talked to because, I don't know, different reasons of, you know, they've been in business for 10 years, they have 40 people, it may be a little bit scary, but when I walk up to them, they go, oh, Trevor, I've been hearing wonderful things about you from so-and-so and this person and that person. And it's like, I didn't even have to do anything. So it's right now, over the last month and a half, it's really paying off. I mean, I'm going to a business today that has about 20, 25 employees. And I went to their ribbon cutting. I talked to their business owner. And he says, you know what, Trevor, I've been hearing amazing things about you for so-and-so, who's on this person who's on the board, this other ambassador, this person. And I'm really glad you came to my ribbon cutting. That means a lot to me. Can we sit down? And I'm having the owners ask for the appointments from me. And so that to me has been the payoff, that I don't have to go and cold call a knock. I can say, I mean, and even if I do, because I still do, I still have that badge of the ambassador, or
that's
I can
right.
pull that card of, I'm in the chamber, you're in the chamber, we're in the chamber, how can I help you?
That's right.
That's the sense of where I am. I'm around like-minded individuals. it's just made my life easier. That's really the
yes.
payoff.
So for those of you who are listening who can't quite figure out how this would work for a personal history business, we'll need to talk about that. But just imagine that you go into a chamber of commerce or into a community event where everybody knows you, everybody knows that you do personal histories, and all of those people that you're talking to have families, have grandparents, have family stories, and you're a well-liked person in this community, certainly, you know, business is going to start coming to you the same way that Trevor is describing business coming to him. So let me just ask you, before we close, did you try any other kinds of marketing, and what was effective and what isn't effective, or has this pretty much been your main focus?
Well, this has been my main focus. I have a tendency of seeing shiny objects and getting very excited and going, oh, well, I'll try direct marketing for a while. I'll try cold calling. But this time around, I really wanted to focus, because what it's enabled me to do is now I'm doing laser-focused direct marketing, like emails and mailers that I could have done in the beginning, but chances are they would have gone in the trash.
Right.
Now when I send letters, people open them and they call me. And so I'm sending out 4 letters a week, and I'm sitting down with 3 businesses a week from those 4 letters.
Wonderful.
And it's not, I could have sent out at the beginning, I could have sent out 100 letters and probably got maybe 1 phone call after sitting hours and hours calling all those people.
Yes.
Now I sit down once a week, I handwrite some addresses, I stuff some envelopes, I take 30 minutes doing this, and now it's just made things a lot easier. So there, you know, there is 100 ways I could have done this business, and I am so happy of my decision to do networking, because every single other thing that I'm doing right now with marketing, it's made things easier 100 times over. I can't even... That was one of, if not the best marketing decisions that I made, was to go in with a sense of service, asking people how I can help, not talking about my business, finding out about theirs, and then them going, well, what do you do? That opened up a gateway of future potential and relationships, and my business, I think, is going to skyrocket because of that.
Yes. So... you've actually already given tons and tons of words of wisdom. Do you have any just last things that you would like to say for people who would like to start this kind of marketing strategy, or any other words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
Yes.
My
word of wisdom is, why not? I mean, seriously, why? What are you waiting for? I'm telling you, this is one of the golden keys. This is the doorway that everybody kind of doesn't know how to build their business. This is it. But I warn you, there is a rabbit hole of business. Once you start networking, people will invite you to another networking organization, to another one,
yes.
to another one, to another one, to another one. And you'll just all of a sudden be meeting all of these people. And you'll be forced to grow and forced to build your business. And to me, that's exciting. So
that's exciting.
My words of wisdom is, don't take this information and go, well, that's nice. Take it and use it, because it's made a world of difference. And I know it will make a world of difference in yours.
And for those of you who may consider yourselves marketing introverts, just think about... the thing that scares people about going to networking events is not knowing what to say about their business or saying the wrong thing. If you're taking Trevor's advice and you're going to find out about other people and waiting for them to ask you and building relationships, it's not going to be as scary as you think. So, finally, again, Trevor does classes on financial literacy. One of these days I'm going to take one of his classes. And when he gets to the webinar stage, I'm sure, because we don't live that close together. But in any case, Trevor, would you please just mention again how people can connect with you in case they're interested in finding out about your classes?
Oh, definitely. And thank you, Dion, for that. If anybody ever wants to shoot me an email, it's my name, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, and it's at T&HFA, and that stands for Tortoise and Hare Financial Affairs. So the only word that is spelled out is the word and. So it's T&HFA.com. They can shoot me an email and just say, hey, whenever you finally do get that webinar, I'd love to be, just let me know and I'll keep you in the loop. Or if people just want to give me a phone call, I'll give them my cell. It's 303-903-6416. And they can always go to my website, which is www.tandhfa, so that's T-A-N-D-H-F-A.com, stands for Tortoise and Hare Financial Affairs. So those are three ways they can get a hold of me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Trevor. This was a wonderful interview. I'm very excited about being able to offer this. And you really are, I think you're the only one so far that I've asked to be an interviewee that's not a personal historian, and I hope the people who listen to this interview can now see why. So thank you very much, and I will turn off the recording.